Good morning. Thank you all for being here. My name is James Corbett. I'm the City Development Administrator for the City of St. Petersburg. And before I introduce our mayor, I wanted to take a moment to talk about what a name means. For many years, many people have talked about the area just to the north of us, and it's was regularly referred to as Tropicana Field. And that's understandable because Tropicana Field is the most visible building on the site for a generation. But Tropicana Field is a building, and the historic gas plant district was a community, and that distinction matters. Before there was a stadium, before there were parking lots, this was a neighborhood. It was a place where families lived, where churches gathered, where businesses served their neighbors, and where people built lives, relationships, and community. When Mayor Welch took office, he was intentional about how he referred to this land. He referred to it as the historic gas plant district because he understood that we cannot plan for the future of this site without acknowledging the past. And I think it's important for that distinction because what people do tells you a lot about who they are. This intentionality has helped shape this process and how this site is referenced. Today is not just about redevelopment. It's about honoring a community that once stood here, recognizing the promises that were made, and taking the next steps towards rebuilding a sense of place, opportunity, and community on this land. So with that, it is my distinct honor to introduce our mayor, who has led this effort with purpose, accountability, and a deep understanding of what this land means to St. Petersburg. Please join me in welcoming Mayor Kenneth T. Welch.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, James. Good morning. How is everybody doing? This is a great day in our city. I want to thank Councilmember Harding and Council for the great weather today. We appreciate it. The historic gas plant district has held the promise of progress for St. Pete for decades. It holds a key to what I call the J-HOP priorities: jobs, housing, economic opportunity, and honoring the promises made to the community and to the city when the land was acquired. Today, we take an important step forward in turning that potential into real and tangible progress. We're standing in Campbell Park, a community tied to the former gas plant neighborhood with a view of our city's skyline. My grandfather's wood yard was right across Fifth Avenue there. We're a stone's throw from Campbell Park Recreation Center, where gas plant descendant Jet Jackson was a center supervisor. Jet, thank you for being with us here today. A field at Campbell Park is named after James Oliver, Mr. Baseball himself, who was born about where third base is at Tropicana Field. Mr. Oliver, thank you for being with us today. We also have a legendary mentor with us today, Ms. Moselle Davis. Thank you for being with us today. And we're just down the street from John Hopkins Middle School, named after famous educator and leader John Hopkins, who inspired for me the J-HOP reference so that we'll never forget. Before I make the official announcements, I want to express gratitude to several people who have made this moment possible. This isn't in the script, but I'm going to start with my wife of 35 years, Donna Welch. Thank you for staying on this journey and for your inspiration. To the Ark Ellison Horace team, thank you for imagining what progress could look like on this land. Your unsolicited offer last year, submitted after the termination of the Hines-Tampa Bay Rays agreement, advanced this conversation and reminded our city that vision and urgency can coexist. I'm grateful for your leadership. To every development team that responded to our invitation for alternative proposals, thank you. The quality of the competition made this a better process and will make the outcome even more impactful. To our outstanding city team, led by City Development Administrator James Corbett, supported by multiple staff members across several city departments under City Administrator Rob Gertis, Chief of Staff Doyle Walsh, and our legal team, thank you all for your professionalism, your rigor, and your commitment to getting this done and getting it done correctly. And to our community, thank you for showing up, for speaking plainly, for demanding accountability, Your input, your questions, and your comments have shaped every step of this process. The community's priorities have been clear and consistent throughout, and that is inclusive progress grounded in the J-HOP framework: jobs, housing, economic opportunity, and honoring the promises. And on the question of honoring those promises, no one said it better, I think, than a woman who grew up in the gas plant, and in a community input session, she wrote the following. Quote, there were five churches, three mom-and-pop grocery stores, the Georgia meat market, two daycare centers, a movie theater. There were restaurants and a woodyard. All the businesses were black-owned. Rent was reasonable. No one ever got evicted. It was a close community. We felt safe and unafraid in our neighborhood. That was my neighborhood. I had to say this because no one else has said it, end quote. Well, today we hear you. We remember, and today we begin to answer the call for progress. I am proud to announce two partnerships that will empower the city to meet our J-HOP priorities and finally deliver the progress that has been a dream deferred for too long on this land. And fittingly, two sons of St. Petersburg will be leading this work, and one cousin from North County. After a thorough evaluation of each proposal's strengths and weaknesses, two meetings with the shortlisted development teams and site visits to their Bay Area projects, I have made my selections. These selections, the Berg bid for approximately 58 acres of the historic gas plant district, and the Pinellas County Housing Authority for affordable senior housing on the 3rd Avenue South parcel, are made in the public interest and in furtherance of the Community Redevelopment Act and in full alignment with the J-HOP priorities this community has established. The Pinellas County Housing Authority will develop affordable senior housing on the western 3rd Avenue South parcel with specific opportunities for gas plant residents to return home. Somebody can clap for that. I'm honored to be joined today by PCHA Executive Director Neil Brickfield, who we'll hear from shortly. This is where we start, because housing is not just a promise we make, it is a promise we keep. For the larger portion of the historic gas plant district site, I have selected the Berg Bid Development Team, a hometown team rooted in St. Petersburg, with the vision, the partners, and the commitment this initiative demands. Team Lee Thompson Whitney Blake was born and raised in this city. He's a St. Pete Green Devil, but I have learned to live with that. But in seriousness, he knows what this land means, and he has assembled a team prepared to honor that meaning with action. I want to be clear about what today is and what it is not. Today is a selection, not the final agreement. We will now enter into negotiations, develop term sheets, and ultimately bring agreements to City Council for approval. The commitments made in these proposals, the housing, the minority and small business participation goals, the Whitson Museum, the workforce training, the community accountability structures, all of it must be translated into binding, enforceable agreements before any ground is broken. But we are ready to get to work. Our community has waited four decades for promises to become plans, for plans to become progress. And today, the progress begins. Let's get to work. We are St. Pete. God bless you.
Thank you, Mayor, and I want to say congratulations to both teams that were selected. So at this time, we're going to hear from our teams that have been selected to help move this work forward. First, I'd like to introduce Neil Brickfield, the Executive Director of the Pinellas County Housing Authority, to come forward. The Pinellas County Housing Authority's role in this effort speaks directly to one of the most important promises tied to the historic gas plant district, as Mayor mentioned, and that's housing. Their help will create affordable senior housing opportunities, meaningful opportunities for gas plant descendants to return home. Neil, I want to thank you for your partnership, and I'd like to invite you to come up and say a few words.
Good morning, everybody. It is a great day. Mayor, thank you for selecting us. And to your team, thank you for all the hard work. I know it was easy. It took about 10 minutes to figure it all out, right? And then my team, Ascension, Atlantic Pacific Companies, and Pinellas County Housing Authority, and many others. 40 years ago, as the mayor mentioned, families were having difficult conversations in the home. Imagine having to explain to your children why you have to leave a perfectly good house in a perfectly good neighborhood, and all your neighbors have to go with you. Those are hard conversations. Today, we're talking about these 94 beautiful units with a preference for residents who were displaced from the historic gas plant district. Now, I can tell you all about the glass and the concrete and the wood that goes into it, and the fact that this is going to be built by a team that's reflective or properly reflective of our community. But that's just about a building. And we're not building apartments. We're building 94 homes. And we're not doing it on an empty lot. We're doing it on neighborhood land. And we're not going to be moving people in. When these folks move in, we're restarting a neighborhood. I know many people dream of this day. And I also know there's going to be lots of stops along the way. The Benefits Council, the City Council, thank you for being here. And the truth is, there's going to be lots of challenges and obstacles and setbacks. We know that. Every project has that, right? Sure. And I also know that every call, every meeting, every negotiation is going to bring us closer to that day. About 36 hours ago, I got a call from Mayor Welch, and this project went from if to when. And every call changes that balance, doesn't it? One day sooner than all of us can imagine, we are all going to be at a ribbon cutting. And when that ribbon is cut, Mayor, start thinking about what you're going to say, because it's going to be a memorable day. When that ribbon is cut and it's falling to the ground, we're going to know, the world's going to know, that our own imperfect way that this community, our community, keeps our promises. Mayor, you said you gave us an opportunity. Actually, I want you to know it's more than that. And we accept both the challenge you laid before us and the responsibility you give us to deliver on this project and return residents to their land. Thank you for your trust in us.
Thank you, Neil, and I want to personally challenge you and John and the team to get the groundbreaking as quickly as possible, and I'm looking forward to that ribbon cutting, so we're going to work diligently towards that. So next I'd like to bring up Thompson Whitney Blake with the Berg Bid team, and the Berg Bid represents a hometown team with deep roots in St. Petersburg and a vision for the larger historic gas plant district that reflects the scale, history, and responsibility of this site. This work going forward will require more than redevelopment. It will require accountability, community partnership, and a commitment to honoring what this land means. Blake, I want to thank you for you and your team stepping forward and being prepared to take on this moment. Excuse me. And I'd like to invite you to come up to say a few remarks.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to do something before I get into these notes. I want to all just take a deep breath together for 30 seconds. And I want to sit here and appreciate this beautiful day. You've got decades to do work. Let's just take 30 seconds and just appreciate this beautiful St. Petersburg day. I'm impatient. I don't know if I can do 30 whole seconds. I don't think I've done 30 seconds waiting in my whole life. All right, good morning. I am Thompson Whitney Blake. I go by Blake. I was born and raised right here. I can't think of a more meaningful way to spend my life than helping this city become everything it's capable of being. Here come the Oscar moments, the thank yous. We start with a thank you to our mayor, Mayor Welsh. I think it's a real heavy clap for this one. Mayor and your team, we are grateful to have been selected as the redeveloper of the historic gas plant. We are humbled. We are honored. Thank you. Thank you to the 57 plus people and growing Berg Bid team members, partners, vendors, strategic relationships. You have dedicated your 2026 to this city. To Jacqueline and my family and my friends, I'm alive. This is proof of life. I've been underwater doing this project for 6 months, and they've given me a lot of late nights and a lot of latitude. So I appreciate that very much. Mayor Welsh understands, in a way that is genuinely personal, what this site means. He grew up on land not far from here. He remembers a community that thrived before it was paved over. That memory shaped how seriously he took this process. We felt it. We got a lot of questions, a lot of meetings, a lot of numbers, tours to St. Pete and Tampa. We share in the weight of this decision because we're from here and we're 100% dialed in on its future. The community's been waiting 40 years for a promise to be kept. We don't take that lightly. The historic gas plant was a real place, real people, real churches, real businesses. Our project begins with honoring those people. My mom says you can't please everybody. If you leave with one note, moms are always right. But you can listen to everybody. So we've established a visionary panel. It's at least 25 civic organizations right now that are going to walk lockstep with us over what will inevitably be a 20-year plus relationship. They're going to provide guidance, input, and partnership along the way. Here's one thing I know that this city is ready for. Jobs. Parks. There you go. Let's do them. Jobs. Parks. New museums. New cultural anchors. The city deserves real, affordable housing for sale and for rent. There's a concept that I've carried with me in my own decision-making of being aware of paralysis by analysis. The site has been studied, evaluated, revisited for decades. Multiple mayors, multiple purchasers, multiple RFPs. I mean this with all due respect. We could have 10 more mayors, 10 more RFPs, and 10 more processes. And you're not going to find a team that loves St. Pete more than the people that are standing right here. We're local. Our kids go to school here. We're well capitalized. We have committed funding. Our valuation is higher than the appraisal that the city did just a few months ago.
Coming is as exciting as Mayor said. This is just the beginning, and we look forward to many ribbon cuttings and celebrations as we move forward. So this concludes our program. At this time, we're going to have a opportunity for Q&A with the press, and I'll invite our Sam and the mayor to the podium.
Good question, Dan. So Dan asked, what about the raise and the lease extension? We have always said, or I've always said, that we'll honor our commitment to the race through 2028. I've also said that if things don't work out in Tampa and Hillsborough and they need a 1 or 2 year extension, we're open to talking about that if it makes sense for the city. And we've had that discussion as well. And so it would work with our phasing, but the city of St. Pete is moving forward, Dan. Now, we got a freshly refurbished Trop. It looks better than ever. And if the Rays decide they want something longer term, that's a conversation we need to have. But the old model of a new stadium further to the east is gone. We have to start thinking about the city of St. Pete. Yes. Could you speak up, please? At some point in the future, after 2030 or so, that would be the plan. Most of those dollars we believe will be reimbursed. I think we've received $30 million or so. Where's Tom? Tag. How much have we received back?
From FEMA.
FEMA and insurance, like 30?
Insurance, we have about $17
million. And FEMA obligated is? He's an accountant. He's real specific. So FEMA has promised, and insurance is about $30 million we've already received back from that. So we're going to get back most of that money from rebuilding the Trop. The Trop is about more than baseball, as you know. Graduations and other things happen there. So it is an asset. But the plan now is to eventually demolish that and replace it. Because it was eligible for FEMA reimbursement. We had many discussions with FEMA before making that decision and insurance. And so if we're going to get back most of that money from FEMA and insurance, and they have done this in New Orleans with the Superdome and other public facilities, it's something FEMA commonly does. So we're relatively assured we're going to get that money back. And this is a community asset. The Rays would not be there right now if we hadn't gone forward and repaired it. And our team, Beth and James, did an outstanding job of getting that repaired on time and under budget with international procurement. Manufactured in Germany, assembled in China, and then shipped here. Every 24 of those panels had to go through that process. So they did an outstanding job. Now we've got the economic benefit for the next 3 years, maybe 5 years if they ask for an extension, and then we'll see what happens going forward. That was our thinking on it. Yes. It does not conflict with ULI. If you've seen the draft, it is as I predicted. It's in perfect alignment with J-Hop. And I think having an independent group verify that only strengthens the plan. So I would take a look at the ULI draft. It does not conflict with it. Yeah.
Mayor, Blake's proposal that's strictly affordable.
You got to speak up, man.
Blake's proposal, strictly affordable housing, not including workforce, is, if my notes are correct, about 500 less units than the with 900 of those units being built off-site, did that give you any...
Let me get with you on the numbers. I'm recalling 3,600 units on-site and off-site, 1,800 on-site, half of those at 80% AMI and below, half at workforce. Now, all this is a starting point. It all has to be negotiated. But they had the most affordable and workforce housing.
Yeah, I was just focusing on strictly the affordable. Would you help them...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mayor, considering that Tropicana Field is county-owned land, does that mean that the county and the Pinellas County Commission would have to ultimately have a vote or weigh in on amending current agreements right now?
We'll work all of that out with the county. As you know, just less than 24 months ago, we had some very complex agreements with the county when there was going to be a stadium. And those conversations continue with our realignment of the CRA. So any county... conversations that we need to have, we'll absolutely do that.
Can you give us a rough timeline? Will the council ultimately approve this next year?
If we look at the Hines-Rays timetable as kind of a guide without the stadium, I think we're looking at a year, just ballpark, term sheet, and then agreements coming back to council.
Mayor, I want to give you a chance.
James, does that year sound?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You have to sleep at some point, but...
Mayor, I want to give you a chance to answer this. These folks, residents, who are against this yesterday, they feel like this is rushed.
So my promise when I ran in 2021 is that I would bring back a plan to move forward. We did that one time, very successfully, first time ever that the county, city came together with the Rays, and in this case, Hines, for an agreement that we all signed less than 24 months ago. The Rays' previous ownership walked away from that, and so I'm simply honoring the promise that I made when I ran, that I would bring forward a plan to finally move this forward. And I was in high school at Lakewood when this started. There's no way that you can call this rushed. It's been four decades, and it's time to move forward. Yes.
First of all, Mr. Mayor, I want to thank you for inviting Campbell Park to be part of this discussion. Blake, I want to thank you as well. I am very excited about the opportunity this presents. Speaking as a resident of Campbell Park neighborhood and as an advocate for the businesses here, I am excited to hear about how are we going to take advantage of the opportunities to reconnect our neighborhood with that district over there.
It is a priority, and I think, you know, when folks talk about reconnecting, we have to understand what that means practically. I mean, if you brought down I-175, for example, the connection is here to the park and to the school. So it has to be more than just a physical connection. It has to be a connection of opportunity. But we are highly focused on that and look forward to working with you. Blake?
Thank you. Yeah, I echo Mayor's sentiments, but I think connecting includes job growth, offering jobs that spill over. That highway doesn't stop jobs. We can spill jobs over here. I'm convinced that it's cultural. I'm convinced it's tied into the Deuces. I'm convinced that there are 100 permutations of ways we can reconnect.
Thank you,
sir.
What's the first building that you plan to construct here? When do you want to have shovels in the
ground? Very good, Neil.
Mayor and I have been talking about making sure Woodson becomes the lead. I love getting applause. I don't get applause in my job. It's amazing. That's first. And then everything else with respect to breaking ground revolves around the outcome of this lease. So if the lease is the lease and we're done, then we're talking 28. The first day that site is available, we're all going to be, this group's going to be standing there. We're going to be breaking ground. If anything can happen faster, we're going to try to accelerate it, because just like the mayor said, I don't think I was born, so I'm convinced that this has been going on for a very long time.
No. Yes. I get you. Yes. Yes.
I didn't say it, someone else did, but I'll take it.
Okay.
It's such a personal project for you, and as you said, you've been aware of this, obviously, your entire life. What is it about this proposal that won you
over? The totality of the proposal, I mean, there were many factors. The fact that this is truly a hometown group that understand the importance of it, the highest price for the land, the most affordable and workforce housing, the commitment to true workforce opportunities, career opportunities. But you're right, when you say it's personal to me, I'm remembering that it's certainly personal to Ms. Moselle Davis and Jet Jackson and Mr. Oliver and a whole generation of folks who were here and received those promises from our government, and now we have a chance to move forward on that. There's a whole generation of folks that this is so vital to, and it's going to bring all those economic benefits, turning those 58 acres of pavement into jobs and housing and all the things that we need in this community. So I'm really excited about it. It was the totality of the proposal. Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes. So, Neil, can you talk about the income parameters for the apartment?
Is everybody having fun?
Yes.
All right, my granddaughter's 5. She's going to see me on TV today. Yes. This is for senior apartments. It will be based on On AMI, average median income, no apartment will be more than 80% AMI, and some will be lower. All right, AMI changes, but if we were doing a dollar amount today, you'd probably be talking about $600 a month. You know, this isn't fair. Who are you?
She's with the Times.
Oh, the Times. I know them. We put a separate a bid in, and as far as I'm not putting anybody on the spot. As far as we know, we're still a separate bid, and we're moving forward with all the speed we can to deliver on this promise. We accepted the responsibility.
My intent is to move forward with PCHA separately and more immediately. And the invitation was set up specifically for that purpose. Yeah. Last question.
Mayor, thank you for having us all here today and giving us a vision forward. People ask questions all day long. What about the gas plant? Now we have something stronger to talk about. My question is, and back up to hers, on the raise, we're on contract. Were we obligated with the raise, the MLB, to fix the truck for baseball ready so they can play here? Was it a requirement?
That was a legal obligation that we had to give them a place to play through 2028.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all so much. We appreciate it. Let's go.